Hey, how you doing tonight? My
Doing
name is
great.
Larry, calling from the Lone Star State of Texas
Hey,
tonight.
Larry, what's happening down there?
Hey, man, listen, not a lot. Hey, by the way, I love the show, man. Appreciate it. Been a long time
Thank
listener, and
you.
really, really, really appreciate it. Listen, I'm a frequent driver. I'm on the road a lot, and I've seen some weird stuff out on the road, man. The highway is full of some bizarre things out there, man. I'll tell you, it's some weird stuff. You know, like I've seen the thing. You ever heard of the thing before out in Arizona before at the gas station?
No, tell me about this one.
Well, the thing is just a tourist attraction that they got, and you got to go see it, man. There's signs, you know, up and down the interstate that says, "What is the thing?"
What is the thing?
Can't tell you, man. You got to go see it. I don't know if they'd like it. I'm sure some other Coast to Coast listeners have seen the thing, and maybe they can call
Well,
in.
Give me a little idea.
About the thing?
Yeah.
Oh man, it's bizarre, but you got to go see it. It's on the, I think it's Highway 90, I think, in Arizona. Not for sure.
Is it like an illusion or what?
No, it's a bizarre oddity. You got to go check
All
out
right.
the nice highway.
I'll
stop.
Do some
Maybe
checking.
Some other coast to coast listeners can check that out. RoadsideAmerica.com will let you know a little bit about it.
The thing.
Well, listen, I'll tell you. Traveling on the road one time, I came across what was like a circus on the side of the road one time. It was somewhere in I think it was in either Arizona or Nevada, somewhere in that area. And like I said, I like the oddities and like bizarre type things like that. So I stopped at this little circus type deal, and it was kind of a freak show type deal. And I went in, they had a bearded lady there, they had, you know, standard things,
yeah.
You know, a lot of it's kind of hokey. I saw a six-legged calf, you know, of course it was dead and stuff, you know, so, but I mean, they had some bizarre things, but the reason I'm calling, George, is that I saw something there that I had never seen before. It was a strange, strange thing. The main thing was that you come in and you sit down in this one little tent, and there was a miniature piano there on the stage, like on the stage and on a stool. There's a miniature piano.
All right, real
small.
Like
it was, yeah, it looked like a baby grand piano. I guess you say baby.
Probably
literally
small,
baby.
Smaller than that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it was tiny, George. I'm not gonna lie to you. Well, anyway, they brought what appeared in a cage to be a praying mantis out, and they took the praying mantis out of the cage, and they set it at the piano. Now, George. It, to my knowledge, that was not an animatronic. That was not a puppet. It looked real. And they set that praying mantis at the piano, and it played the beautiful music that I ever heard. And they had a little microphone up to it. Now, it could have been some sort of hoax. Actually, they handed out some flyers at the website, mortymantis.tripod.com. That was the website they gave.
How do you know it wasn't one of these little alien praying mantises?
No, I don't know. It could have been. I'll tell you, freak shows are bizarre things.
How big was the praying mantis?
Well, it was about the size of your hand. It was about that size. It was a bright green praying mantis. Now, listen, it only gets a little bizarre from there. And when the praying mantis played this piano, I mean, it was beautiful. They immediately got the praying mantis. They took it back up in the cage and they put it on display. Well, I went over there to take a look at it. And I examined it, George. It looked like a genuine praying mantis. And a gentleman was there. He said his name was Bill Freese. That was his name. And he said that he was the owner of the praying mantis. And I asked him, I said, how in the world do you train a praying mantis whose lifespan can't be? You know, I don't know what the lifespan is.
They don't live that long.
That's what I was thinking. I have no idea how someone could do this without this being some sort of gimmick or prank. But the guy said that this praying mantis had been alive for 20-some years. And it was really, I know it sounds bizarre.
You got to be pulling my leg.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a praying mantis. And he said that it was a special kind of a mantis. But it looked real, George. And I saw it with my own eyes. I heard it play the piano. It was not a recording, you know. I mean, it was there. And then, you know, even after, you know, the mantis got done playing, you could go and you could hit the piano, you know, so and check it out for yourself.
Did he play any special tunes?
Well, he did. He played Your Song by Elton John. That was the one that I recall. I'm serious. That was the one he played.
Okay. You got it.